On this first Friday, we celebrate this special votive mass in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, from revelations that were given to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque by Jesus, that he wanted us particularly to have this devotion to his Sacred Heart. As we look at the history of this devotion, I find that it's a very beautiful thing that matches well with our readings today. St. Paul tells us that Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God. You think about that. We talked about angels the other day and how angels are purely spiritual beings, so we can't see them. If they appear, they need to be given some kind of a body so that we could see them. But ultimately, they're pure spirit. Well, of course, the same is true of God. He is pure spirit. Therefore, with our eyes, we couldn't see him. That is, until the second person of the Trinity, Jesus, became flesh. He robed himself in our human nature that we might indeed see God. Thus, Jesus is the image of God, a visible, tangible image of the invisible God. God has always tried to reveal himself throughout history through his words and his deeds. But there was only so much we could learn about God by reading about it, or hearing his words from the prophets, or even hearing his message through the angel of the Lord. There was a limit to how much we could come to know God. So God did what might be considered the unthinkable. He said, if I'm really going to be able to reveal myself to men, that God must become a man. An incredible condescension of God, that he who is pure spirit, solely for our sakes, to make himself more readily apparent and tangible to us, becomes man. And what is it then about the humanity of Jesus that most reveals something about God? I think it is that image of his Sacred Heart. Ultimately, we hear that beautiful phrase that God is love. But that can be a hard concept to understand in the abstract. What does it mean to say God is love? Well, it's not really until we encounter Jesus that we understand exactly what that means. In Jesus, we can see what it means to say that God loves us. We see all the beautiful things that Jesus did in this life. He loved us when he healed the sick. He loved the poor. He loved the beggars. He loved rich people. He loved those who were of means. He loved those who were blind. He showed what it means to say that God loves them. Ultimately, he showed how much he loved us by laying down his life on the cross to pay the debt of our sins. In that, he became perhaps the most perfect image of the love of God. If we want to know what it means to say God loves us, we look at the crucifix that we find in all of our churches. That's how much God loves us. That is the image of the love of the invisible God made flesh in Jesus. The lesson in the gospel today is similar. Jesus reminds us that with him, we are the friends of the bridegroom. We are at the wedding banquet with Jesus. There was a special role at the wedding banquet, kind of like we have groomsmen today that accompany the bridegroom. In biblical times, the bridegroom had his cohort that were known as the friends of the bridegroom. They were his honored companions who would accompany him on this special day. And Jesus reminds us in the gospel today that we indeed are those special friends of the bridegroom. He loves us as his friends. What a special gift. The manifestation of his Sacred Heart is that we are his friends, friends that he would die for. This is the image of the love in God incarnate that we celebrate today in the Sacred Heart. We pray that the love of Jesus may indeed be poured into our hearts, that we too might become images of the love of God to our brothers and sisters.